Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Dennis Town, T-O-W-N, address is 4219 Country Road F, Orland, California, 95963. His phone is 510-847-5563. ID is XXXXXX8187. Date of birth is 7/27/1945. 77-year-old, married. Active farmer. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is unknown. Unknown for pharmacy. The insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. It is addressed to Ryan Donlan, FNP-BC, Florence-Chico, 1740 Bruce Road, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-332-8877. Fax 530-441-6994. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation in consideration of continuity of care with history of recent cerebral infarction. Subparagraph, the patient is interested in obtaining his driving privileges. Dear Ryan Donlan and professional colleagues, thank you for referring farmer Dennis Town for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, your comprehensive record reports were very helpful and useful. New paragraph, as you may remember, Dennis suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, spending 4 weeks in the intensive care unit with intensive supportive care at Enlo Medical Center prior to another 4 weeks of therapeutic stroke rehabilitation treatment at Vibrant Hospital in Reading, and then another 4 weeks of treatment at the Enlo Outpatient Medical Center with a substantial improvement in his functional capacity. New paragraph, at this time, he has little, if any, difficulty with ambulation. There is some speech difficulty with word recollection, but there is no receptive aphasia. He has, at times, some visual diplopia, typically on right gaze due to extraocular muscle weakness on the left. New paragraph. His neurological examination at this time demonstrates slight relative hypotonia, slight facial asymmetry with a trace of motor weakness in the left upper and lower extremity, with an overall slight increase in motor tone on the right, however, without clonus cogwheeling or rigidity. New paragraph, his sensory examination otherwise appears to be preserved. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes, if anything, are slightly sluggish but preserved. New paragraph, his ambulation remains fluid with a broadened gait base. With preserved heel and toe and tandem. New paragraph, Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph, visual fields of confrontation are also preserved without deficit. New paragraph, there is no unusual cranial nerve function. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Status post. Hemorrhagic cerebral infarction. With probable extended coma, improved, and now virtually resolved, with some difficulties in clinical cognitive function, and reported symptoms of dysomnia with daytime somnolence and fatigue. New paragraph, his current clinical history would suggest that he has an underlying sleep disorder. Recommendations. Initially, we will obtain the imaging reports from his evaluations in consideration for further testing if indicated. New paragraph. He will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires prior to additional cognitive testing. New paragraph. We will obtain home sleep testing evaluation in consideration for further testing and possible treatment if it is determined that he has an underlying primary sleep disorder. New paragraph. I'm scheduling him for a follow-up in a few weeks with the results of his testing results. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then and then sign with my professional signature.